What happens when WWE's first ever Italy pay-per-view ends with a foot under the rope controversy? Buckle up. This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. I am loud, caffeinated, and mildly irritable today. Perfect fuel for some combat sports chaos. If you like your analysis sugar-coated, wrong show, mate. All right, let's get into it. WWE Clash in Italy, May 2026, in Alpi Arena in Turin. The first ever WWE pay-per-view on Italian soil. Historic by default, and a tight five-match card with real teeth. Raw and SmackDown shared the sandbox, Global Distribution did the modern dance, ESPN streamed in the States with the first hour, simulcast on ESPN proper, Netflix handled most international markets, SuperSport in sub-Saharan Africa, Abema in Japan. That first hour hook was smart. It slammed you right into Cody Rhodes versus Gunther. No warm-up jog, straight to world title stakes while you're still figuring out the snack situation. Local flavour was on point too. Italian commentary from Michele Pozza and Luca Franchini gave it that hometown roar. Michael Cole and Corey Graves held it down in English. Alicia Taylor sounded crisp as hell on the mic. The whole thing had global polish with Italian swagger. Respect where it's due. Now, the matches. Opener, Cody retains the undisputed WWE Championship over Gunther. Shorter than I wanted, more greatest hits than full symphony. Cody Cutter, Pedigree, Crossroads, Gunther with the sleeper and that thudding powerbomb that makes your spine reassess its life choices. Then the pin, and mate, the camera shows it. Gunther's foot under the bottom rope during the final fall, clear as Turin day. Rope break city. And yet, no reversal, no second ref sprinting down, no GM waving a headset, just, thanks for coming, we move. We will come back to that, because I am not done screaming at the void. But honestly, the rest of the card slapped. Rhea Ripley versus Jade Cargill escalated from WrestleMania 42 like two freight trains running parallel and trading elbows. B-Fab and Mitchin played the numbers. Charlotte Flair stormed in and neutralised the chaos like a queen who was bored of your nonsense. Jaded lands, Ripley survives, Riptide ends it. Physical, smart, nasty in the right ways. Then you get Brock Lesnar and Oberfemi just trying to collapse the ring by pure spite. Lesnar hit four F5 out the gate, later put Femi through the announce table with another. Kimura attempts were everywhere. Femi choked the air out of the building, ripped his way out of submissions, and only got caught when his fall from grace got swatted into an F5. First main roster loss for Femi, but credibility protected and aura still bright. Critics loved it. Forbes Alfred Conower gave it an A+. CBS Sports had it at A+ too. Can't argue. It was a banger. Sol Ruka winning the WWE Women's Intercontinental title over Becky Lynch was a genuine make-a-star moment. Moonsault to the outside, Lynch tried the veteran tricks and even shoved the ref into the ropes earlier in their saga, and then Sol flipped the script. Hits Becky's own manhandle slam before dropping the Sol Snatcher. That is how you announce yourself. Poetic justice with athletic punctuation. Main event, tribal combat. Roman Reigns and Jacob Fatu in a ceremony of violence for the World Heavyweight Championship and the Anoa'i Tribal Chief status. No disqualification. Family business meets hardware store. They brawled into the crowd. Steel steps echoed. Exposed turnbuckles stared back at your childhood fears. And Roman, the strategist, went after Fatu's hand with a toolbox. Not subtle. Surgical. It blunted the Tongan death grip. Fatu still hit the mighty moonsault. Roman answered with low cunning and speared through a table in the corner, then another to finish it. This is what I mean when I call Roman an anti-conformist leader. He respects the law only long enough to rewrite it with a smirk. He does not break the system. He bends it until it serves him. And somehow the whole tribe still stands at attention. You can hate it, but you cannot deny it. Alright, big question time. Should Cody versus Gunther have been overturned? I say yes. And listen, I am not naive about kayfabe. I love the theatre. But the theatre has rules, or else it turns into improv night at a dodgy pub. A rope break invalidates a pin. That is day one stuff. This was not tribal combat, this was a straight title defence. We all saw the foot under the rope, the broadcast confirmed it. If you are going to let the controversial finish stand, give me a credible in-arena mechanism. A second ref runs down, a quick restart, a post-match review by an authority, something. Instead, we got the classic ref's decision is final, and then a wink at the camera that maybe this fuels a rematch. To be fair, I get the business of it. You keep Cody's reign intact, protect Gunther with controversy, and give SmackDown and Raw 2 weeks of promos and a contract signing where someone flips a table and security pretends to matter. But mate, there is a line between dramatic and annoying. Fans are not blind. You aired that angle on ESPN in hour one to hook casuals. You sold them top-tier stakes, and then the most basic rule goes walkabout. That is how you breed cynicism. That is how good heat turns into checked out apathy. And save me the lecture about precedent, where finishes rarely get reversed unless a second official appears. That is a choice, not a law of physics. If Jessica Carr can be part of a Becky Lynch thread earlier in the night to set expectations, if refs like Danilo Amphibio, Jason Ayres or Dan Engler can manage no disqualification chaos with a straight face, then someone can also say, hey, foot under the rope, restart the bloody match. You want integrity? Enforce integrity. Otherwise, stop telling me rules matter until you need a plot device. Disagree with me. Go on, drop a comment. Tell me I am overreacting. I will read it, I will probably mock it if it is soft, and then I will still invite you back tomorrow because debate is the point. But if you are defending that finish on principle, explain the principle without sounding like a corporate brochure. I swear some of you confuse loyalty with turning your brain off. Quick tangent, this gave me flashbacks. Years ago, I ended up at a WWE taping. Long story, scalper flaked, my mate vanished to chase a food truck, and I got swept down an aisle by an usher who clearly wanted me out of his sight, and boom, front row by accident. Match hits a fever pitch, babyface gets the roll up, heels, boots, slithers under the rope, ref misses it, bell rings, the arena goes molten. I am on my feet, pointing like an angry traffic warden. Wrestler rolls out, hears me laying into the call, gives me that look like, alright love, we see you. Next segment, he storms back out and cuts a promo about corrupt officiating. Crowd loses it. That is the good stuff. Spontaneous combustion. But the key was someone acknowledged the miss in real time. We got the drama and the correction. We got chaos and consequence. So yeah, I am agitated again. Because when you give a market like Italy its first ever PPV, when you have Poser and Franchini pouring gasoline on the mic, and the building is ready to detonate, you do not undercut that with a "Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed?" moment on the biggest opener of the night. Do the rematch, fine, but do not insult the eyes we used to watch the show. Bloody hell. Final notes before I blow a speaker. Ripley and Cargill, keep punching holes in the sky. Lesnar and Femi, that was violent poetry. And if anyone says Femi is dead in the water after that, they are a clown. Roman, you sneaky bastard. You keep proving that power is a craft, not a gift. And to whoever greenlit letting that rope break ride, fix your process. Fans are not props. We are the show's spine. Start acting like it or people will start switching off. And then you will be left standing in the dark, wondering where the money went. Spoiler, it left with the patients you kept testing.
Alright, that is today's dose of reality. I love this mad circus. I just want it sharp and honest. This was Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. Subscribe, argue, breathe, and for the love of power chords, keep your feet off the bloody ropes unless you want the match restarted. I don't make the rules, but I do enforce them. See you tomorrow. And if the fixers do not fix it by then, I am coming back with both boots. Fuck around and find out.